This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh yeah, we're going. We are rock and roll. Let's get that open sign up. Thank you. Now the open sign's up. Welcome, everybody. We are open. The open sign's up. Turn that on-air light on over there. Oh, yes. We fixed it so it doesn't buzz anymore. We'll get it fixed so it buzzes again. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Thank you. I'm proud to have you along for the second hour of Auto World. Each and every week, I'm very honored to have you, again, turn your switch off and turn the Auto World switch on and join me right here in the, this week. Oh, yeah, this week I'm in the... Climbed the ladder, went down the hall here at the Auto World Plaza, climbed the ladder just like going up on a bunk bed. Oh, yeah. Not as soft up here. I'm sitting in a very oddball seat in the International Hope Studio. Oh, yeah. I'm hoping, you're all hoping, that in fact your car or truck or lawnmower or your snowmobile, what? No. Your Wave Runner will not break. No breakdowns here when it comes to Auto World. If you do have a problem or thinking that you might end up having a problem... Because your gas tank's empty, and your fuel pump is not getting lubricated by the fuel, and it's buzzing a little loud, now you're thinking about that baby's going to go out on you. That's why I'm here. Do not run a quarter of a tank of gas in your fuel tank. Make sure there's a lot of liquid in there. You can run on the top half. They've been saying that for years, but it's really, really important today to make sure that your little electric fuel pump that goes when you turn the key on, it's sitting inside that fuel tank, folks, in a module, big round plastic module. It uses the gasoline to keep it cool and keep it lubricated. Go ahead, run it on quarter tank and lower than a quarter. Not my problemo. Until it goes into the greasy garage. Then it is my problemo, because I have to fix it. And my problem is I have to hand you a bill. That bill could go all the way up to $1,400, $1,500 just to replace your fuel pump. See what a gallon of gas can really help you do? Lubricate your fuel pump. So, with that, folks, we're here to help you fix it. We're here to help you get those really odd, nasty questions answered and how come and why's. And maybe if you just got done doing a fist fight, here this last Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever it happened to you when you had your car, your truck in the shop, and you had gotten a fist fight with words maybe to your local mechanic, they don't understand what they or thee or he or she did, give me a call right here, 855-660-4261. That's our Auto World phone number since 1992. You're more than welcome to call in. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind that GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Big machine, 18 feet wide, 22 feet long. A lot of buttons. He knows how to do it. Pick up your phone. Your cell phone is your microphone. I want to hear from you with your funny stories. Your first car story. What is your favorite brand today? Has it changed? Yes, it might have. You might have liked Ford back in the yesteryears, and today you like General Motors. Maybe a Nissan. Maybe a... Well, you tell me. 855-660-4261. Email's always fresh, all the time. I have been answering your emails off microphone during the week. That's what I'm very honored to do and help you. And there's no charge, there's no cost. Like I've always told you here behind the microphone that I will never charge you to consult. So you use this email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, to get in touch with me at any time. And you can, share your phone number and I'll call you. We'll talk. And we're going to find out what's up with your problem with your automobile, your boat, your jet boat, your fiberglass boat, whatever it might be. I'm very honored and very lucky to be able to Live in Boise, Idaho, live, of course, or I wouldn't be here. If I was dead, I wouldn't be here. I'm live. Okay, so we're all live right now in Boise, Idaho, in the International Hope Studio in the Auto World Plaza. And I'm hoping that you don't have any breakdowns, of course, and so are you. And when you do, we're going to make sure that your prices of repair are correct. And that's what it's all about. So now let's get on with the fun part of the second hour. I shot out a trivia question the first hour. We had one... One gentleman emailed, and he said it was a Chevy, and I said no, and then I threw in there no to Ford also. So let me shoot you out, the listeners of our second hour of Auto World each and every week. And with that, too, I want to let you know that you second hour listeners, you can get and listen to Auto World for all 3 hours. Some of our, of course, our affiliates are great radio stations throughout the United States. And abroad on the globe here, that take Virgin Islands, hello, thank you. If you would, please dip into that beautiful aqua water you have out in front of you in St. Thomas there and ship some to me. It's a vacation in a cup right there. Oh, I love it. Beautiful area. Anyway, each and every one of you, if you can only get 1 hour or 2 hours and not get all three, I just want to let you know that you can go over, and please do, to gcnlive.com. And tune in all the time. And I do have loyal and local and premium members, family members we call them here, that listen to us only on there because they've been trying to talk their local radio stations into taking Auto World. And please do keep calling your radio stations, folks, if you're listening to GCNLive.com, and keep bothering them. And please do let them know that your local radio stations that do not take Auto World, please, some selfless plug here. You can Google me, Mark Evans, Auto World, and let them look and taste and touch and read about me. Not trying to hide anything, and if they'd like to call me, please do. Because I do want to always have more family members, and of course, more cars to fix means that two heads are better than one. And in this case, maybe a couple million more might be even better. So, to all our great affiliates that we have right now, you folks can always go and Google, go back in time too, if you'd like, and listen to our archives, Auto World Podcast. Google Auto World Podcast. So, I threw this trivia question out. What car company has this as a slogan in 2021? The slogan is, "Future is an attitude." Mike emailed me. And Mike, he's listening to us, he says, on GCNLive.com. And he's listening all the time on the delayed station. And he's up in, talk about water. He's up in Sandpoint, Idaho, listening on. Well, let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate up there in Sandpoint, Kootenai Priest River, Clark Fork, Idaho, KSPT AM 1400. Mike, thanks for tuning in and bringing Sandpoint, Coeur d'Alene Lake to us. Appreciate that. Because I listen to you on delayed station for 2 hours, and then I listen to you on GCN Live to finish it up. And I do appreciate that, Mike. And Mike says it is Audi. The car company that uses future as an attitude. Mike says it's an Audi. Mike, you're the winner. Tell him what he wins, Johnny. Okay, I don't have a Johnny. I'll tell you what you win, Mike. First off and foremost, thank you for emailing me from up in Sandpoint, Idaho. Good to have you folks along. Delayed or not delayed, that's what it's all about. You're always tuning in, and that's what I appreciate, and that's my gift. You give me a gift, and that's my gift, and thank you for the gift. Now, I got some gifts for you, Mike, and that's right. Audi. 2022 Audi RS e-tron GT is the model and make that they're using to start saying and are saying future is an attitude. 2022 Audi RS e-tron GT. Oh, yeah. Well, Mike, you did it. So if you would, send me another address, email address, and let me know where you'd like me to send you some detailed goodies from Mother's McGuire's. I even have, I've got some very unique thing there that you're going to find, Mike, and you're going to probably call me back on it. And when you do, I'll share that with everybody. Or you can email me back. I'll share that with everybody on that that orange bottle of goodies I'm sending you. But you're going to get your interior clean and smelling good. Your outside looking good too, Mike. And what kind of car do you drive? An Audi? We'd love to know. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, G-O-A-T. Goat.
Oh, yeah.
And those junkyard cars are coming your way right here from the International Hope Studio. I hope my car won't break down. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let the good times roll. Let me rock you around.
It's a name of a group, The Cars. Let the good times roll. That's what it's all about. Or as Audi states, the future is an attitude. Show up with an attitude and buy an Audi. Now, I just came up with that. They probably want to... Go ahead, Audi folks, if you call me and want to use that. Okay. We'll talk about it. Show up with an attitude. Get an Audi. That sounds kind of good. Anyway, hopefully you've got an Audi. If you don't, well, there you go. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World, each and every week. Proud to be here for you. Proud to give you interviews here at Auto World. Proud to give you Did You See segments. Proud to share birthdays with you here on Auto World. But most of all, the train has left the station. And that means I welcome all of your emails at all times throughout the week. Email me. Address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I'm going to share some emails with you, of course, this hour and third hour and each and every week. We like to do that. And I would love to share your live, of course, emails. You can email me with your question about why is the transmission leaking on my car. They just put a brand new transmission pan and gasket on, Mark, and serviced it, and it's now leaking. Or, most of all, today's cars, it's leaking. I smell it, but I don't know where it's leaking from. I can help you. Take a cell phone out, take a photo of the area, and we can get it fixed together. That's the neat thing about technology today. You can text a picture to my email, and I can take a look. Axelrod Alex, the producer of the show, of course, he's sitting behind that GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. He shared with me on the break a picture of a headlight that he has. That's what how it all works. And we're saving him money. Well, I am Mark Evans. Auto World is. That's what it's all about. We're going to put money in his pocket before we get done with this headlight discussion. Okay, folks. G-O-A-T. Goat. Meh. I don't know if that's a goat or a sheep. Okay, I won't be Richard. Was it Rich Little did all the impersonations of all the presidents? I do not have his voice. I can't do it. But G-O-A-T. What does that stand for? Well, when we're talking about Ford, it stands for GOAT, G-O-A-T, but the letters stand for goes over any type of terrain. GOAT, G-O-A-T, goes over any type of terrain. So it stands for under the Ford Bronco. Oh, yeah, the brand new Ford Bronco. It's out. Have you purchased one yet? Here in Boise, Idaho, driving around live, of course. We are live from the International Hope Studio. I climbed the ladder all the way to the top. Not quite on the roof, but we're almost there. Hoping that your car will not break down. Or your truck. Or your lawnmower. Tis the season. Green grass is growing. Goat. Goes over any type of terrain. Really? Oh, yeah. Well, I got a chance to take a look at the little video of the Ford Bronco using the goat mode. You push a button, and it did exactly what their letters stand for. It goes over any type of terrain over there in Mojave Desert. They have a little jacuzzi bowl, they call it. Literally made, it's rock. We didn't make it. Humans didn't make it. It was just there. It's a big old bowl. That Ford Bronco barely fit in that little jacuzzi bowl, but they put it in the goat mode, and they creeped straight down into this thing, and it almost got stuck in the bottom of this spa bowl or jacuzzi bowl, whatever you want to call it. But no, it took the gentleman 2-3 times to finally get out of there. They say that most of the vehicles don't get out of there. I won't say the names or brands to make everybody mad here to protect the innocent brands and models. But I know the Ford, using the goat mode, climbed right out of that jacuzzi spa bowl. You get a chance to take a look at that video. Oh, yeah. Goat all the way. Did you happen to know that the Ford Bronco is basically based upon a Ford Escape chassis? Oh, yeah. Ford Escape, of course, they've been around for a long, long time. And why not use the same components? They're there and they work. And here's another little tidbit of news here, the second hour of Auto World, coming right out of the, well, the teletype's broke. We have to fix it and get it back going. I had to hand manually crank it, and I finally got the news out that the Ford Bronco almost had a fold-down windshield. You remember the days. The difference between the Ford Bronco and the Jeep Wrangler, of course, is just a few throughout the manufacturing, and they tried to compete with the Wrangler, of course, the Jeep Wrangler, to try to make it do exactly all the same thing. But, as you know, the Ford Bronco does not have a fold-down windshield, but they came that close to doing it, to copying the Jeep manufacturer. Jeep Wrangler, of course, as you know, you can unclick it, unfold it, and let it go down on top of the hood. And the Ford Bronco, just like I said, just came that close to having that happen. Would you want your windshield to fold down? I don't know. Do you like bugs in your teeth? I don't. I do have motorcycles. I do ride motorcycles. Oh, the feeling of the G-force. And the feeling of the bugs coming through that open-faced, full-size, yes, I wear a full-face helmet, you know, the whole, not the old style. I have the old style where you don't have the helmet coming around your chin and all, but so what we call that, a half-assed helmet? No, I have a full-face helmet, and yes, bugs get my, I have goggles on and mouth's behind that, so I don't get too many bugs on my windshield, called safety glasses. I don't know. We need that safety glass, don't we? And in fact, with that, I have a little trivia for you. In 1926, a couple years back, the first car with safety glass windows as standard equipment is offered by Cadillac. This new ceramic glazing material prevents a car's windows from shattering apart when broken. Back in 1926. Yay, thank you, Cadillac. You did it. Cadillac, thank you. I appreciate that. I know that, now I'm not going to try, but my 1916 Chevrolet that I have, I'm not going to try to say that it has a windshield out front. It's a convertible, of course. Fold down. It's all original. The top's brittle. Don't dare fold it. It would probably, like dust, be gone. But it does have a very, 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 did I say very, thick windshield on it to protect that driver, even back in 1916. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, junkyard cars found. Oh, we're going to go down the list. 25 of them. Awesome. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Vice President Kamala Harris will make a visit to Guatemala and Mexico this week, her first overseas trip since taking office. She lands in Guatemala today and will fly to Mexico on Tuesday. White House officials say the Vice President's visit will focus on economic development, climate and food insecurity, and women's issues. Her advisors say she will meet with community leaders, workers, and entrepreneurs. The number of migrants taken into custody by U.S. Border Patrol agents along the Mexico border is at the highest levels in 20 years under the Biden administration. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says he will vote against his party on the bill passed in the House to massively overhaul U.S. election law.
We must come together on a voting rights bill in a bipartisan way. You can't divide our country further.
The senator on CBS's Face the Nation. Manchin says he's not willing to change Senate rules to help his party push through much of President Joe Biden's agenda. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
When I go to the wrecking yard, the junkyard, I see that supercharged Ford T-Bird, and all I got to say is, I want it, I need it, but it's all smashed, so we pull the engine out and put it in something else, oh yeah, a little street rod or something. Hey, welcome back into the International Hope Studio, right here at the Auto World Plaza. Climb the ladder here this week, hope that your car or truck will never break down, so we're in the Hope Studio. International Hope Studio, it works every time. So you're going to have a week off of your car or truck breaking down, including your lawnmower. I threw that on the list, and that's why we're in the International Hope Studio here at the Auto World Plaza, right here on Genesis Communications Network. Syndication, of course, that's all our great affiliates are taking the show on, and I do appreciate each and every one of you. They're great affiliates, our radio stations, and all of you, for sitting back, relaxing, bringing Auto World to your Auto World each and every week. With that, you're the star of Auto World, the show right now. You're more than welcome. Please do. Email me. Tell me how your day's been going on. Tell me if your gas is smelling gassy. If your oil's feeling a little bit slimy. I want to hear about it. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Email address. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Phone number since 1992. I've been involved with that phone number since 1995 with Bob Long, 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex got a lot of grease on his axle, and he's ready to answer your phone call. With that said, let's go now. The email bag that I left me, what we do is take your emails every single week. I print them out on paper. The ones that I don't help you folks with, the ones I do help you with, I've taken care of you and got your problems and your questions answered. And then the ones I do not get to, we print out. They put in a really cool bag over here to my left. When I say a bag, it's an airbag. A lot of you have been emailing me. What kind of bag is that for your email? It's full of paper emails. We print them out and we put them in this airbag. Yeah, it's a trucker airbag. That's bigger than a normal car size airbag. That way I have a lot of emails to get to, and let's get to them. I'm going to reach into the bag. There's one. Now, if you do not want me to read your email live on the air, just put no. Do not read on live on air. But if I do not see anything like that, I'm not going to protect you. I'm going to read your email and have fun. Because once we do read your email, you might think that you're the only one that has the same problem. No. There's somebody else in our audience out there that has the same problem. And you're going to help me help them, too. So let's get to it. Hey, Mark. Happy AW to you. Well, happy AW to you, too. Stands for Auto World, of course. Thank you. Now that it is warm weather out, we have a ton of bugs flying around and, of course, hitting and splattering all over our windshields here in Brainerd, Minnesota. Woo! Well, my goodness, look at there. Brainerd, Minnesota. And that is what? You know what that means. That means one thing. That means a shout-out to who else but the great affiliate. Now, when I do this shout out here, means a lot to me. Means a lot to me. So, I mean, that I'm shouting out loud here. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a shout out to Brainerd, Minnesota, of course. And his name is Kevin for emailing in. Kevin, thank you. We're going to do a shout out at the end of your email. I'm going to shout out a couple times because I just want to do it. I want to get your email. Definitely. That's what it means, is everything to get to Brainerd and get his what fixed? Well, let's find out. He says it's got bugs on the windshield here in Brainerd, Minnesota. Ah, nice place to be. So we're broadcasting from. He says, I pushed my windshield button, and all I get is fluid coming out of the passenger side. My question to you is, Mark, what is the easiest way to clean windshield nozzles out? Or do I just replace the nozzle? Thank you for all your knowledge. Kevin, listening in Brainerd, Minnesota. Well, it's time to do what? A shout-out to our great affiliate right there in Brainerd, Minnesota. KVBR AM 1340. Shout-out to KVBR AM 1340, Brainerd, East Gull Lake, Crosby, Minnesota, and all of the towns and people in between. Thank you for tuning in. And Kevin, I do appreciate that. You're right in Brainerd. Never been. Need to go. East Gull Lake sounds kind of fun, too. And get a little bit wet, maybe do a little water skiing on a hot day, of course. You've got to get some water, windshield washing fluid, up on that bug-covered windshield, sounds like. And you say that the fluid is coming only out of the passenger side. So you got bugs on the windshield, Kevin. Absolutely. We all get them in the summer, definitely. Like you say, it's tis the season. Here's what you need to do. You got bugs on the driver's side because the washer nozzle's plugged or broke or whatever. I want you to take the steering wheel, Kevin, and just go over to the passenger side and drive the car from over there. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, we've got to have fun, don't we? Yeah. Can't do that, can we? We've got to take the steering column. We've got to take not only the steering wheel, the steering column, the shafts, the steering right, linking. There's a lot of mechanic jargon words there we can use because it takes a lot of parts and pieces to get the steering wheel over on the other side of the car. So what the easiest way to do is, Kevin, to clean that nozzle out, some of us take a little needle, climb up and look down the front of that, on top of that plastic nozzle, and we poke that pin in that hole. Not a good thing to do. Do not do that. What you do when you take the pin, you're basically taking that precisely drilled from the factory hole that's precisely designed to spray the water out in a fine mist in a certain area to a big wide hole, and it goes blah, blah, and never hits the windshield. Never makes it to the wiper arm. So do not do a pin. Here's what I want you to do, Kevin. They're cheap. Those little plastic nozzles that are on the hood, they just plug in, pull out. Plug in, pull out. Replace the nozzle. Just replace the nozzle. And yes, for some reason you waited too long and you've got dirt in your washer bottle and it's sucking up the dirt through the lines, through the washer pump, right into the nozzle. Plugging the nozzle up just like one of our sprinklers in our yard. It has dirt in there. The filter's plugged up in the sprinkler in your yard. See, we're back to the gardening show here. But, you know, that's how I'm trying to describe to you why and how come that nozzle's plugged up. There's dirt in that nozzle. Now, one thing, Kevin, I don't know, of course, I don't know, never been to your house. Maybe we need to show up, but I need to show up with an air compressor. You can, if you have a little bitty portable air compressor, you can even one of those little tire pressure type air compressors that we buy that we can put in the back of our vehicle. They have a little, some of them do come with a little push. You can plug a little nozzle in there, it pushes air. You can blow the dirt right out of the nozzle. Unplug the hose and blow the dirt right out of the nozzle and you're good to go. Those nozzles are only about $7-8. I think the most expensive one I've ever, you know, purchased was for a Mercedes, and it was $22. And the thing is, once the dirt gets plugged and pushed into there, Kevin, it's going to be sometimes hard to blow it out. You're destroying the hole again. And so it's just best to replace the nozzle, and you're good to go. So I do appreciate you, Kevin. Definitely got some good gifts for you to keep the inside of. Oh, by the way, on that washer bottle, do you have a wet and dry vac? I want you to suck the washer bottle clean, wet and dry vac. But you're saying to me, I cannot get the wet and dry nozzle sucker, crack tool, whatever you want to call it, down the washer bottle. Oh, yes, you can. Take some rubber vacuum hose, duct tape it to the ends, insert it in the end of the wet and dry vacuum, duct tape the hose to the end, to where it's at on the end, and then you got all that suction out of that rubber hose, and you just stick that rubber hose right down in that plastic bottle. Just getting the dirt out of there, Kevin. Send me an email address where I can send you some great gifts. When we come back, we're going to Southern Illinois with one of our premium members, and he's on the line, his phone's right now live. And the 25 most awesome junkyard finds right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Well, I asked an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I asked him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive and keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, drive.
Oh, isn't that the truth? It seems like we used to drive all the time ever since, before the COVID. And I'm glad we're getting over that COVID-19. You folks, you have your mask off. I do appreciate that. I really appreciate the breath mint you put in. Thank you. And your steel-toed boots. And you put safety glasses on. Thank you. Hey, welcome back into Auto World. That's right. Auto World broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho in the International Hope Studio. I'm hoping your car will not break down and your truck will not break down. I'm going to leave you with I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to give you a question, something to scratch your head with before we go to the telephone lines. Scratch your head there. Oh, my God. Oh, there goes the rest of my hair. Do you need auto repair insurance? Or we could say do you need extended car coverage insurance? With that, let's go and find out. Right now, live. Let's go live to Southern Illinois and talk to one of our charter members, Trey. Hi, Trey. Welcome.
Hey, Mark. Great show as always.
Thank you, Trey.
I think we got an anniversary coming up here this month. I think you've been on the air for over a year coming up. How's that?
Oh my God. Serious. I see when you're having fun, the time flies. I didn't know that, Trey. Thank you.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's toward the end of June, but I think it's this month.
Wow. Well, you know what that means. I'm going to be sitting on a birthday, an anniversary cake or something, that show, huh?
Well,
no, do you mind?
Here's my question. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you wouldn't mind if I might just bring a real car in the studio and fire up both turbochargers on that day?
Bring it on.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on. I got the Tesla, but I still love the combustion engines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, when you said Tesla, you know what that means, then? Some of that, huh?
Well, here's my question, and a lot of times I overthink things, Mark, but my wife's looking for a newer SUV, like brand new. I always try to back into things. Should I look for one that has an engine with a timing chain, or is it okay to go with the ones with the timing belt?
Well, good question, Trey, but I've got to throw a question back to you, though, with that. You ready?
Yeah.
You have to ask since you're in the Tesla, you have a Tesla. Have you asked your wife, do you want gas-powered SUV or an electric-fired SUV? Have you asked her that?
Yeah, and I'd love to have the one of each. I love my Tesla, Mark, but we went to Georgia and it added about 2 hours to our trip because I had to stop, you know, and supercharge the whole time. So,
yeah.
I mean, I enjoy it. And I used it as a regular car, which a lot of them you can't. But I don't want to be committed all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure. Well, back to your original question then. You do not want a timing belt. Okay? So stay away from the timing belt. I want you to buy an SUV that has a time and chain. And truthfully, too, though, Trey, that most of the SUVs today have a chain, time and chain. And the time and chains, of course, are going to last longer. They just are. I mean, period. The timing belt is the word maintenance again. It's rubber. It's going to wear out. And the more stop and go you do with the timing belt, you know, you're asking that rubber belt. All it is male cogs going into female cogs on those pulleys, on that crank and those cam gears. Every time you stop and go, man, I'm telling you, those belts are going to have a thrust side to them, and the backup rebound side is you're going to get slop, and that means we're going to wear out quicker. And so, what's the advantage? Why did they do that? I mean, we could have a whole show on that. Why did timing belts ever come to be? And they threw away chains, you know. And remember the Toyota, the little 18 RC and those little Toyota Corollas and the pickups.
Well, that's what you know. I've got that little Scion with over 300,000 miles.
Boom.
And it's got a chain on it. You know, and that's what I'm thinking. I'll back into it, you know, and go with the engine and drivetrain, and then decide if I like the rest of the car. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're doing. Yeah, absolutely. You're doing it the right way. Most people do not. Now, and here's another thing to think about, too. You're, like, say, going backwards, in reverse, and you're doing it right. Think about where you live, where's the closest dealership in parts to that brand and to that model, because they're all going to break. Like I said in the first hour, all trucks are going to break. But we're in the International Hope Studio today, there, Trey. So I'm hoping it's never going to break. But you know, they are going to wear out parts, and then you go to get a part, and it's like, what in the world? You're telling me now? I just had this a quick story. I'll make it short. This customer, great friend and all. On warranty over the Ford dealership, had the truck in the backyard because an oil pump went out of it, and they're waiting for 3 months to get an oil pump for it. Now that's not called fun. Yeah. So I wanted to make sure that you buy the right brand and model, and then how do you know if that is the right one for, do you guys have parts in stock for this Cadillac Escalade? That's all you got to ask the parts depot. You're not going to the sales side of it. You're going over to the parts store. You know?
Yeah.
And, you won't believe, Trey, you're going to get a good laugh here. You go into the parts store, walk in that dealership, whatever dealership, and look at the chief cheerleader there at the parts store and say, hey, I'm thinking about, you guys have a lot of parts in there. I'm thinking about buying one of these. You guys got a lot of parts in for the Lemon 23 car? And I'm just making that up, of course, but to hold all the other brands innocent. But you won't believe some of the faces you'll get when you tell them, you know, that make and model, they might say, oh, you might want to stay away from that one. That's the parts guy telling you that. So, but go in reverse like you're doing. That's a good way of doing it. And then go, then get in it, like you say. See if you like the creature comforts. See if you like the style outside, the look. And then also, too, you know, I'm glad to hear. I know you had a little problem with one of your SUV. Did you finally retire it?
I've got it for sale, my friend.
Okay. Well,
I haven't had a lot of people look at it because I'm in a rural area, and that BMW engine just isn't you know, a big sell feature for living in the rural country. You know, if I was in the city, Mark, it'd probably be no big deal.
Yep. Yeah, I hear you. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Hey, share with everybody the picture, the car you sent to me, your older car.
Speaking of that, I need your help on that. back in San Francisco in 1983 or 84, the person who painted that car's last name was Evans.
Uh-oh.
Maybe down the road, would have been a Mark Evans in California?
Well, we're going to have to do...
You could help me with later on down the road?
Oh, absolutely. Now, let's pull up the DNA on that paint job. Find out who did it and why. And gosh, Trey, they might even be a relative of mine.
Yeah.
Might be interesting. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's stay in touch
I'll send you an email.
Okay, do. Appreciate it, Trey. Thank you. We're running short on time. Thanks, Trey. Yep.
All right.
I appreciate it. Yep. From Southern Illinois, Trey, one of our charter members. And we're running out of time. Let's say hi to. Let's go to New Mexico and say hi to Frank. And hi, Frank. Welcome to Auto World. Good to have you back.
Hey, Mark. Great show. You might have
Thank
to
pull
me over for this one, but it's a question about my 86 Olds with a 5.0 V8 and a quarter jet. Okay, just a little while back, we took out that plugged cat. It's totally plugged. Just put in a straight pipe there and, of course, inserted the tube from the air pump.
Yeah.
Still running a little rich. It runs real good and strong, but I can smell gas fumes. I'm wondering, should I go one step up on or down on the jets? What do you suggest?
Oh, good question. Frank, can you hold on?
Oh, sure. No problem.
I appreciate it. We're going to put Frank on hold from New Mexico Live into the third hour. We're going to, his cab creature features aren't supposed to smell like gasoline. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.